This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Tuesday, November 22nd. Well, the wheat markets had an interesting day yesterday. We jabbed into a new low for the move, kind of taking out the trading range that had been forming over the last couple weeks. But then the market closed back up into the range. So we jabbed the bottom and came back up and closing right about mid-range for the day. Now, the night session has us up just a couple cents. So, you know, the market appears to be respecting that $8 level on the Chicago front month December. So that's kind of where I've been thinking our trading range would ultimately find its low end, is right at that $8 level. I still think the market has a good shot of testing the 775 just because there's a support level there that I think would want to be satisfied before the market settles into its range. Now, of course, we're in the Thanksgiving holiday week. Usually the market tends to drift lower into late November, right around Thanksgiving. So we're in that time window. So yesterday's action could be a low because, again, taking out a support shelf and then coming back up immediately and getting back above that support level is an important technical formation. So my guess is the market will chop around here, and of course the holidays, it's going to be quiet anyway. But we're right at that $8 level. So I think the markets will push around back and forth. But if we get one more push down, I think that 775, 773 right in there is our target. I don't expect the market will spend a lot of time there, but that is a target. And if we go there, I think presents a pretty decent buying opportunity. Now, on the upside, I think wheat market probably pretty limited at this point. We're staring down some interesting issues here. We've apparently, rumor has it, that there are some end users who imported a couple cargoes of wheat from Poland, of all places. Usually when we're importing wheat along the coastlines, it's coming from Great Britain. But this time it looks like Poland, and it was going into Florida. Yesterday there was more talk that a couple more cargoes were coming from Poland, probably the same destination, but that's a bit of an eye-opener that it's that the economics work to do that from Poland. So clearly this is going to keep a lid on prices. And a similar situation for corn, where the threat was that we would be importing corn from Brazil if it got above 7, the 710. That clearly was a resistance shelf in corn. So that's where your upside is limited. And with wheat, maybe we have to ratchet down our top side of the trading range to more around 850, 875. My level had been $9 on the top side. That's a pretty wide range to trade between $8 and $9. But market's not, you know, we're hovering at that $8 level already, so it's not that big of a deal. But if you're going to be importing wheat, even at these levels, it certainly argues that it will be difficult to maintain much of a rally at all in wheat. If again, you know, we're importing wheat at the low end of a trading range, what does that say for the top end of the trading range? So those are some issues that have developed over the last week or so for wheat. And of course, with corn, that's been present for at least a month or so. We've also got the looming railroad strike. The agreement was rejected by now four of the labor unions. This is complicated, but I think the bottom line is the U.S. can hardly afford to see the railroad shut down, especially with the condition of barge traffic along the Mississippi. It's just a looming disaster if that happens. And, you know, we'll see what goes on, but it sure looks like that's going to be the story here over the next week or two. Yesterday, energy prices were under quite a bit of pressure, crude oil down over $3, but then it bounced back and closed back just at the top end of the range and just barely into positive territory. So kind of a spike low that has developed in crude oil. That should offer some support, I think, to crude oil market technically and spill over to the bioenergy markets, corn and soybeans, and would have some residual effect for the wheat space as well. On the flip side of that too, we've got the China COVID lockdowns continuing and increasing, in fact, in some areas. So that that's one of the reasons that crude oil was under so much pressure, that the demand for energy coming out of China has declined significantly, and it looks like it's going to continue that direction if the lockdowns continue. So that's definitely squelching demand and enthusiasm for economic activity worldwide, but they're doing what they're doing, and there's not much we can say about it. So we have to be cognizant of that as well. Export inspections, of course, out every Monday, just giving an update on the year-to-date numbers for wheat. We're at 377 million bushels that have been physically exported so far this marketing year. That's down 9 million from last year's marketing year at this time, which is a drop of 2%. For corn, we're at 215 million bushels. That's down 93 million from last year. That's a 30% drop. And soybeans at 629 million bushels is down 74 million from last year. That's a 10.5% drop. We've got winter wheat conditions sitting at 32% good to excellent. That is unchanged from last week, but it's down 12 points from where we were a year ago. So we're not going to see much change in crop conditions in the southern and central plains. We're going to get one more condition and progress report next week, and then that'll be it for the season. That'll pick up again probably around mid-March or so. So the drought in the southern and central plains continues. We don't see a lot of relief. There is some light rain forecast right in the middle of the central plains over the next 10 days or so, but it's certainly not going to change the status of the drought, but it could at least lend a hand toward getting a little bit of wheat growth before we go fully into dormancy. But by and large, the crop, as I said, poor germination, poor establishment, and it's in rough shape headed into the winter. So we'll see what kind of winter conditions we get. The last thing you want is extremely cold weather on wheat that does not have any snow cover. And the same goes for all the way up to the northern plains and up into Canada. So, at this point, you just kind of monitor the weather, but we're not going to know what the crop looks like until it breaks dormancy. But what we do know is that it will need timely moisture to at least get some sort of a crop. But the odds are increasing that you're going to see abandonment in the spring. It's simply you just don't have good establishment. But we'll see how that goes. We expect that plantings will be up, so that gives you a little bit more leeway to have some abandonment. But the bottom line is the crop is in rough shape headed into winter, and so it's going to need an easy winter and timely rains next spring. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.